Hello, Dawn here. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to Be Fabulous podcast and advanced life coaching on YouTube. And I'm so grateful that you are here with me right now today. And today I have a really, really good podcast coming up. I wanted to talk about the power of the subconscious mind. And I want to start with a saying from Wayne Dyer, which says, "But there's no actual stress or anxiety in the world. It's your thoughts that create these false beliefs." And I cannot even expand on how true that statement is. There truly, truly is no stressor or anxiety in the world that you have not created with your own thoughts and beliefs. And I really want to kind of go deeper on this with something that maybe you all can relate to. And I'll just give you my own little story on this. When I was a kid, I was in the choir and I loved it. It always made me feel good. I love singing. I love the music. And I felt safe. I felt really safe being around, the rest of the choir members. And I don't think I really put a lot of pressure on myself because I was one of a group. And so I didn't really feel like anyone was like focused on me. And I probably had maybe some kind of stage fright that I wasn't aware of, but it didn't bother me when I was in a group. And then I started singing. I sing in a couple choirs. I think a church one and then one at school. And one year they asked me to do a solo at the school for, I guess, some competition where all the schools, kind of competed to see, who was the best choir or whatever. And I mean, obviously, I must have been okay if they wanted me to do the solo for the school, but I didn't think of it as a compliment like that. I just got scared. The thought of people judging me, or the thought of them like watching me. And when I went to do my solo, I actually got up and like ran off. Ran off the stage. I just felt so much anxiety. And I think back, and it was all in my own head. I created this stress. And I did it because I didn't believe I was good enough, or I didn't believe that I could sing this by myself. I liked the group. I liked being able to harmonize. And for me, doing things on my own was scary. And I kind of realized that almost became a pattern later in life, where I'm an only child. So I'm used to doing things alone, although I felt safer within a group. And I felt like I could let my guard down within a group, where when I was on my own, I have my guard up. And that was a pattern that kind of followed me through a lot of years of life, where maybe I didn't feel safe. And I think a lot of this started in childhood. I think it started with this belief that I couldn't do it on my own, or I wasn't good enough on my own. And it started with something, it may have even started before the choir thing. But it started with something as simple as as having this stage fright of not feeling like I was a good enough singer. Maybe I was comparing myself to other singers, which I actually find interesting because I also played an instrument in band, and I played the violin and then I played the clarinet, and I could play those solos fine. I didn't feel like I wanted to run off stage. And I felt, again, in the group, I felt good. But if I had to play something on my own, for some reason, I didn't feel like I was being judged like I did when I was singing. Maybe I felt like I was better at the instrument than I was, you know, my own instrument, my voice. I don't really know if it was the actual singing that bothered me, or if it was because all eyes were on me and I, or if it was just in my head. You know, even when I played the instrument, I was usually there's still other, you know, musicians around you. But when I was standing up there on my own, that triggered something that was a problem that day. And I look back and it just makes me laugh because, you know, I obviously practiced, I worked hard, I learned the songs, I probably went over it a million times, sang it, you know, day after day. And then when it mattered, the pressure of it just made me freeze. Or made me run away, technically. And I sit there and I think, I could have done it. Like, I could have done a good job if I would have just believed in myself. And I think this is really the power of our subconscious mind. You know, if I would have been telling myself, this is awesome, I'm gonna enjoy this, I'm gonna have fun, I can do this. If I was telling myself that, versus, I don't want to be here. I don't want to sing this. I'm going to sound horrible. Like, why am I doing this? You know, those are two different energies, two different feels in those thoughts. And obviously, I had two different outcomes because, you know, like the outcome I had was I didn't win. You know, I didn't finish the song. I didn't represent the school or the choir the way I was supposed to, you know, the way that everyone believed I could. And I look back and I'm like, I should have realized I should believe I can. Everyone else believed I could. Why didn't I? You know, and these are the questions you have to ask yourself when you start feeling a little stage fright, or you start feeling a little insecure, you know, especially when other people are rooting for you. You have to ask yourself, why don't I believe this? What's going on right now? And maybe I was feeling nervous. You know, I wish I would have had someone there who would have told me, envision yourself finishing, envision yourself singing it perfectly. And, you know, envision yourself and at the end, and everyone's smiling and they're clapping. And but I obviously didn't. And if I did, I guess I didn't listen. But that's really the power of our mind. What are you going to envision? What outcome do you want? You know, do you want to run off the stage because you're feeling scared, or do you want to believe in yourself? You know, and we kind of live our lives never really knowing how other people see us. Like, we see ourselves from our own perspective, but we don't really see the perspective of other people. Like, you know, that day I was scared. I didn't see myself through the eyes of the people who believed I could do this. I didn't see myself through, you know, the eyes of the people who were cheering me on. I just saw like this fear. And I think it's really important every now and then just to sit back and be like, wow, question it. Ask yourself, how do other people see me? How do I want to be seen by other people? Am I being that person? Am I being the person that I want to be? And if any of those answers are, I don't like what I'm seeing. I don't want to be the person I'm seeing. You know, maybe I'm seeing someone who has fear and I want to be courageous. Maybe I'm seeing someone with self-doubt and I want to believe in myself. Maybe I'm seeing someone who's scared. You know, you really ask yourself, who do you want to be right now? It doesn't matter who you were yesterday. You know, like I could sit here and think about when I ran off the stage and still live in that fear. But that wouldn't get me anywhere. And thankfully I didn't. You know, I learned from that lesson. And I built up more confidence and I'm sure I sang with the choir again. And I don't know if anyone trusted me to do solos, but I didn't give up. You know, I kept moving forward and I ended up doing other things in my life. It's like this video and this podcast right here. And I took acting lessons because I wanted to be on stage. I liked it. Why I was scared that day, I don't know. You know? So when something happens in your life and you run off the stage or you feel this anxiety, just remember, it'll pass. It'll pass. I mean, I'm sure later that evening after the choir concert, I'm sure I felt better. I probably felt like, geez, I could do that right now. I could go up there and do it today, do it now. Like I probably got past that initial feeling of anxiety, but then it was too late. You know, it was over. Where you just need to remember, these feelings are just in the moment. They will pass. The minute you change your mindset, these feelings pass. The minute you decide not to focus on that fear or that doubt, it'll pass. And that's really what I want to teach you today. That's really what I want you to get out of this today, is when you are out of your comfort zone, you need to give yourself comfort. You need to think of that positive outcome. You need to envision what you want. Me, I probably envisioned myself being scared and wanting to run away and run off the stage. Whereas if I would have envisioned myself taking a deep breath and relaxing and just doing what I knew how to do and trusting that I knew how to do it well, I would have had a totally different outcome. And it really, really does come from just the power of your mind, changing those thoughts, and it'll change those emotions. And it's just back to that saying, you know, and I'd like to say it again because I think it's so powerful. But there's no actual stressor or anxiety in the world. It's your thoughts that create these false beliefs. You know, because beliefs are simply thoughts that you keep telling yourself over and over. A belief does not have to be true or false. You make it true or false by how you tell yourself this belief. If you believe that you're scared, if you believe you have stage fright, if you believe that this is hard, and you keep telling yourself over and over, this is hard, I have stage fright, I can't do this, then that's the result you're going to get. Versus if you tell yourself, I believe in myself, this is fun, I'm excited to do this, I'm going to have a positive outcome, this is great, then obviously your energy is different, the way you respond to things will be different, and you're going to have the outcome that you actually want. So you really do create your own reality in that sense by the way you think about who you want to be in that moment. Do you want to be afraid? Do you want to stay in your comfort zone? Do you want to get out of your comfort zone? Do you want to take that feeling of nervousness and turn it into really productive energy? Do you want to take that nervousness and do you want to make it work for you? Do you want to make it your power? Do you want to make it something that helps you thrive? Or do you want to take that nervous energy and do you want to self-sabotage? You know, and that's a choice. And sometimes it feels like it's easier to go on the side of believing the worst. But in reality, that's the harder choice. It really is. Because after you run off the stage or after you decide you're not good enough, then what? Then you have regrets, or you wish, oh, I wish I would have done this, I wish I would have done that, if I could do it all over again. Then you have those kind of thoughts. And then those kind of thoughts kind of keep you in that cycle of, well, last time it didn't work out, so it's not going to work out this time, which is actually harder. And it keeps you in a negative spiral compared to if you jump out of your comfort zone. You know, you feel that anxiety and you use it to thrust you forward. Just let that energy thrust you to the result you want, where you want to be excited and you want to take that leap of faith. And that's what it is. It's a leap of faith, but you have faith in yourself. You know, it's one thing to believe in God and have faith in the universe and outside yourself. But the action has to be within you. You have to believe in yourself. You have to jump out of your comfort zone and believe in yourself. That's when you get the results. That's when the hard work pays off. You know, all that practicing and all that singing, if I believed in myself, I would have seen the result of all those practices and rehearsals, right? Just like if you're in business or you're in school and you're studying, all that work you did, you want to see a positive payoff from it. And you get that by believing in yourself, by having faith in yourself, by changing those negative thought patterns from this is stressing me out to I've got this, I'm excited about this, this is going to work out for me. Things always work out for me. I love doing new things because it always works out for me. That's how you have to think. That's how you have to think about yourself every day. Every day. I don't care if you just got in a fender bender or if your relationship broke up. It does not matter what happens in the outside world. Tell yourself, this is great. Things always work out for me. Hey, maybe your bumper needed to be repainted anyway. Maybe that relationship really wasn't the one you should have been putting all your time and effort into. So things work out. It just may not be the way you were thinking it was going to work out at the time. And that's okay. You know, that is okay. But it's how you think about it. It's what you're telling yourself. It's what you're saying in your own mind that will determine how great of an outcome you're going to have. And I think that's the most important part, is beliefs are simply thoughts that you just continually keep thinking to yourself. And beliefs are a feeling of certainty. You know, beliefs can be changed. And when you change your feelings, it can change your belief. You know, when you decide to take that energy you're feeling and make it an energy of productiveness, when you decide to take that energy and make it an energy of excitement instead of an energy of anxiety or an energy of fear, you know, just because you feel something doesn't mean it's negative. You can choose to take this feeling and you give it the meaning. You decide what it means to you. You decide what you want out of it. And if what you want out of it is something more productive than what you've been getting, change how you feel or change how you think about this feeling. Decide this feeling is going to be something positive for me. If it makes you depressed, if it makes you sad, if it keeps you from believing in yourself, change the way you think about it and just decide, I have a feeling. Whatever emotion it is, whatever's going on, you control it. And the more you control you have over it, the more aware of it you are, the more you look at it and say, wow, okay, I can make this work for me. Right now, I have all these different emotions going on. You know, dissect it. Be like, okay, I'm feeling anxious. I'm feeling excited. I'm feeling scared. I'm feeling nervous, you know, and just tell yourself it's okay. It's good to feel all this. I'm glad I can experience all this. Now I'm going to focus this energy and I'm going to make it work for me. I'm going to have this great result. And that's all you need to do. It's not rocket science. It's just really getting to the point where you understand yourself and you decide. You create your own reality. You are in charge. And that truly, truly is the power of your mind. That is where your inner power comes from. You just have to believe. Believe in yourself. And as long as you do that, you can't go wrong. Things may or may not work out, but you can't go wrong. If you believe in yourself and something doesn't work out, you just do it again. You might try something else, but you don't give up because you have that belief that you can move forward. You have that belief that you're worth it. You have that belief that you have something great and amazing to do. And I know you do. So believe in yourself. And pass that encouragement to others. If you see somebody else who's nervous, if you see someone else who maybe has a little stage fright, or you see someone else who can use this wisdom, be a leader, be a positive role model. You know, go up to that person and say, hey, are you feeling nervous? It's okay. Use that energy to excel. You can do this. You've worked for this. You've practiced this. You know this. You know, remind somebody, you know, when somebody forgets or they get caught up in some crazy thinking, remind them, you've got this. Remind yourself, you've got this. I've got this. And just believe in yourself and believe in others. Support one another. Let each other know that you believe in each other, that you believe in yourself. I think this is really important. And when you master that, when you truly master this, you will have control and you will master your own mind. You will master your own emotions. You will master how to handle different situations because you're in control of them. So, anyway, I thank you so much for joining me today. I hope this was some valuable information. And think of how you can use this in your own life or to support someone else in their ventures and in their life. And just believe in yourself because I believe in you and you are awesome. So let's communicate without hate, and let's just be there for one another. So please support my podcast. Please like and share my YouTube page, my podcast, share this information with others that you think it'll help to inspire them. My name is Dawn, advancedlifecoaching.org. That's my website. And please just love one another, love yourself. All right. Thank you.